Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie Eisenberg is back from CBS Sports and CBS HQ. You hear him on CBS Sports Radio every Saturday night and every Sunday morning. Saturday night at 10, Sunday morning at 11 with I Am Fantasy. But he's better known for Pharrell on a Bench. Every Friday night he goes off, rocks off style, with you, the fans, on all your fantasy questions. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm hanging in, brother. All right, let's start it up with Hugh in Portland, Oregon. Someone finally beat the guy Troy in New York. Jesus, stop the press.
Bro, I actually met Trey today.
Oh, hold on a second, Hugh. What happened? How'd you meet him?
I had to do an event in New York today, and I met him. He came to the event. It was pretty cool.
So he shafts us at night because he met you today already.
That's right. He says he sets his alarm every day. He works at MTA for the buses, and he sets his alarm on his way home to make sure he calls first every week.
That is awesome, but he blew us off tonight, so screw him. I'm glad you got to meet him, though. Nice guy, helping everybody get around the city. That's cool. Our main man, Trey, in New York, has failed for the first time ever to not be the first on. Hugh is the new victor and the new champion. Get him the chalice, Carver High, full of beer. There you go, Hugh. You're now the champion. I think that would be your cue at this point, Hugh, to start talking.
I'm very, very sorry. I was listening to the other fellow. Hey, I got two great tight ends this weekend, Howard and Kittle. Need to know which one to play. And my other question, I kind of feel like I'm playing house money with my backup quarterback, Trubisky. I'm wondering if I might make a play for Mullins from San Francisco to have a good game on Monday and be sliced bread and use him for trade baits a little bit later on, or possibly – if I have to use him later on, he's a better play than Trubisky, who might sit out the last couple of games, depending on the division, where the Mullins fella might play out the whole season playing from behind.
All right, so, Jamie, what do you think there? That's getting a little bit stretched out for me. I gotta get, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. you want to go Kittle over Howard, and then I would play just stick with Trubisky. You want to pick up Mullins, that's fine, but you're going to play Trubisky. He's not going to be resting at the end of the season. There's no way. The Bears are locking up that division at this.
Yeah, I was like thinking to myself, why would you get rid of Trubisky for some guy that's played one game and had like the night of his life? He could end up being a disaster. Who knows what he's going to be. What do you think his future holds?
I think, you know, they go into their bye next week. If he plays well, he'll be the guy until, you know, the end of the year, until he struggles. But if he struggles this week, then it'll be better coming back after the bye week.
All right, Steve in Fairfax, Virginia. You can see that Jamie's out partying in New York tonight, and someone's buying him drinks. You can just feel it on the phone line. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, man, what's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Stay in the league. O.J. Howard or Jordan Reed? I got a feeling Jordan Reed's going to wake up. Which one should I go with?
I love Howard.
I do, too. You can't play Jordan Reed until he shows you something. It's a great matchup. I mean, the Bucs are so bad against tight ends. They're so bad against everything. But I still think you look at what O.J. Howard has been doing. You know, the connection between Fitzpatrick or Jameis Winston, it's been good no matter what. So you stick with him this week.
So Jamie's got fans just scouring him tonight at some place in New York. You can see they're screaming his name. And he should have come into the studio. He would have been safe, but he's out and about. People are just hammering him for autographs. He can't even do two segments tonight. So if you want to ask questions about your horrible status in your fantasy league, now would be the ideal time to pick up the phone, because I'm doing one segment with him because he's got so many fans chasing him. It's like a boy band with a bunch of high school chicks. They're screaming his name, yelling, trying to rip his clothes off. It's unbelievable. Jay in New Jersey.
Hey, what's good, guys? Hey, Jamie, I'm PPR league, MVS or Christian Kirk. And what's your quick take on stashing Lamar Jackson? Thanks.
I think it's a good beat the waiver wire guy with Lamar Jackson, just because his running ability is going to give him a floor that, you know, we love to see in fantasy, especially if it's 4 points for passing touchdowns. And then I love, love, love Marquez Valdes-Scantling. MVS, I think, is headed for stardom. No Geronimo Allison. Maybe no Randall Cobb. The Dolphins secondary is not good. They're dealing with guys walking off the field in the middle of games with Rashad Jones. So So Aaron Rodgers at home after two straight losses, that's going to be a big, big play looking at MVS on that outside at the receiver spot.
Wasn't your start of the week this week Aaron Jones?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big Packers offensive explosion. 10-point favorites, I buy into that. The Dolphins on the road coming off a win, a division win for them. Then they go into their bye next week. I think this is a bad spot for the Dolphins. Great spot for the Packers after two straight losses.
855-212-4227. I see you got Rivers, Wentz, Goff, Ryan, and Fitzmagic as quarterbacks to start.
Yeah, you know, you look at Ryan last week was a huge performance for him. You know, typically he doesn't play well on the road outdoors and, you know, comes in and lights up that Washington defense, which had seemingly been playing great. So looking at the Browns defense this week, I don't think they're going to slow him down by any stretch. So love Matt Ryan.
What do you think is going to happen to Blake Bortles' career in Jacksonville with the season he's having?
I don't think he's going to be long for the Jaguars. Clearly, that's the spot they need to upgrade. You know, this defense has a window that you don't want to lose, and so they need to find some situation at quarterback. We'll see if it's a free agent. You know, maybe they go the Joe Flacco, Eli Manning route when those guys are let go, or, you know, Eli probably going to retire. But they need to find a young quarterback there that can come in and be the answer. They should have what they did, they made a mistake. Taking Leonard Fournette when they did, when you had Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes on the board, they should have taken one of those quarterbacks.
There you go. Jamie Eisenberg with us. Greg in Knoxville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Jamie, my man, you've already answered my question about MVS, so let me ask you, should I be worried about playing Fournette this week?
I mean, you know, I think he's going to be one of those guys where, you know, you hope you get the Dalvin Cook performance where, you know, they're going to try and ease him back in, but he comes out and plays great. The Colts defense is good, not great. My colleague, Steve Briscoe, who's tied to the Jaguars, knows them very well, says 65% of the carries for Fournette. He actually is predicting a big game. I think you see Fournette probably in that 60, 70-yard rushing range, has a chance to score, so number two running back.
There you go, Greg. Have a good weekend. So when Jamie, are you doing the show from the CBS Sports Radio studios this weekend on Saturday and Sunday?
No, but we are doing – we have a studio in Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut. We're doing our video show. CBS Sports HQ is going to be there on Sunday.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
The Mimosa Hour will be from CBS Sports
HQ.
Yeah,
I knew that. I forgot that you guys had facilities now in the middle of nowhere in Connecticut. Very exciting news.
That's right.
As opposed to here in New York City, maybe they get tax relief or something doing it there. Rick in South Carolina.
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time calling, so don't really know the protocol. But my question is this. Keenan Allen, I've been playing him. He's doing great in the PPR, but not getting in the end zone. I've got Jeffries and Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Cooks. I think one of them's on a bye this week. But I'm just struggling with – it's like Keenan needs to break out, but I've been waiting for him to break out. What's the story?
Yeah, totally understandable. You're playing Brandon Cooks for sure. He's been awesome. Great matchup this week against Seattle. Jeffrey Al's a good matchup against Dallas also. Their secondary's played well, and he's obviously been touchdown dependent. But now you have Golden Tate there, so I'm a little bit concerned about him. Keenan Allen coming off a 100-yard game. It's the Raiders. It's a great situation. I agree with you. It's been a little bit frustrating. His second half last year was great. This is the start of his second half this year going off. You play him this week as well.
All right, there you go, Rick. Have a good weekend. So why is Drew Brees a bust for you this week?
If you look at what the track record is for him, certainly the last 2 years, when they go on the road, they lean on their run game. He doesn't throw as much, especially when he's facing a team that doesn't have an explosive offense. Now, the Bengals, I would have said, would have put up a good fight here offensively, and they still might, clearly, but no A.J. Green. I don't think you'll see Brees throwing the ball a lot. He's been right around 30 pass attempts, except when they're playing the Rams. But, again, that's a home game for them. So you look at his last three road games, he's been 20 points or less. Right now, the number you want to look for is 22, 23, 24 points. I think he falls short of that. So he's still a guy you start, but he's not a must start. He's not a must play like you typically think of.
What do you think will happen to Dez Bryant now that he's tore his Achilles?
I think he's done. You know, you don't come back from that injury right away. He's probably going to miss the start of the 2019 season. Look, it took him until week 10 to get signed. So clearly there's not a guy that's in high demand. And so it stinks. You know, not that, you know, Dez is the end-all, be-all that was going to turn the Saints into a Super Bowl contender. They're already there to begin with. But you would have liked to see what you could do in this offense with Drew Brees, playing with Sean Payton, all those things. It's just, you know, if you're a fan of the NFL, no matter what you think of him as a person, he's good. He would have been good to see in this offense, and we just get robbed of that because of an injury, second practice in with the Saints.
Do you think they're making the right decision with Dak Prescott, like saying, like when Jerry Jones said, we'll extend him no matter what, like, do you think he's failing in Dallas, and do you believe in him?
He's taking a step back. You know, he's looking like a third-round quarterback as opposed to a guy that, you know, looked like he got passed over, should have been a first-round pick, as he showed his rookie campaign. But he has no weapons. I mean, we're one game into the Amari Cooper tenure. Let's see how that goes. Let's see how the offensive line responds, especially if they get Travis Frederick back next year. Really can't count on that. But, he's one of those guys that in the ideal situation, which they had when his rookie campaign, with the healthy Dez Bryant, with Ezekiel Elliott playing great, that offensive line being dominant, he looked good. And so I think you get back to that. But, look, you know what quarterback play is in the NFL, Pharrell. If you don't have a good one, you don't have anything. And he's better than the slugs of the world, but is he, an elite level guy? Probably not. So they're going to have to make the decision. You say the positive things, not to support him. I think they're doing the right thing.
Last question. What do you think of the Steelers now after 5 straight wins?
I always thought that they were the second best team in the AFC behind the Patriots. You can put them there now if you want to. I think that the Chiefs have probably been a little bit ahead of them and probably will stay there. But between the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Steelers, and the Chargers, those are the 4 best teams. Hopefully we get a good playoff matchup between all 4 of those guys. But we got to see if Pittsburgh can play Jacksonville and, sort of get rid of those demons after not beating the Jaguars twice last year when they embarrassed them full time.
All right, have fun in Connecticut this weekend, Jamie. Good stuff. I'll see you next week. Safe travels.
Thanks, Pharrell. Appreciate it, bud. How are we doing?
All right, you can check him out Saturday night. I Am Fantasy at 10, Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Mimosa Hour. And we also do the Breakfast at Tiffany's Pharrell on the Bet Show on Sunday mornings. Heavy competition going on there, Mafia.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.